Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm joined by Beth Wood and Ara Lee James, who make up the band Stand and Sway. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You both grew up in the South, different states.
That's true.
And Beth, you're based out of Portland, and Ara, you're based out of Washington. Mm-hmm. Have you been to Western Colorado before?
I have been many times, although I've never been to Peonia. My family grew up going for a summer vacation in Lake City. So I spent a lot of time there in Creed and Gunnison and Ouray, and I just love it here.
Yeah. We actually reach Lake City.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Hi, Lake City.
I used to live in Denver.
Oh, cool.
So I lived in Colorado for a couple of years, and it's really wonderful to be back and see and feel and breathe this air again. Mm-hmm. It's a really special and specific thing.
Yeah.
This part of the world.
We try and keep it as clean as we can.
Good luck.
Thank you. You have a new album out called Deep Blue. I know that you both have your own musical careers separate. Is Deep Blue your first album together as Stand and Sway?
It is.
It is, yeah. She's been a full-time singer-songwriter for about 132 years.
Yes.
Is that right?
You look
the beginning
so
of
good.
Time.
Yeah, she looks great. She's been doing it a long time. How many years,
about
Beth?
22 years. Wow.
Yeah, so this is the first record that Beth has made with someone else. This is her first album that's not a solo album, and I'm so grateful that I get to do this project with Beth. I've been doing this a lot less time, only for about 5 or 6 years. So this record is really, really special to be a part of this work with Beth.
Yeah, great. What song are you going to start with?
We're going to start with a song called Light Me Up.
I got this cute little watch, but it don't keep time. Brown leather straps, you know it sure looks fine. I gotta roll it on over. I gotta roll it on out. I gotta roll it on over. Cause baby, I ain't got time. No, no. I ain't got time. I got a robot on the phone telling me what to believe. Preachers on the street, talking heads on TV. I gotta roll them on over. I gotta roll them on out. I gotta roll them on over. Cause baby, I ain't got time. No, no, I ain't got time. And if you want to waste my time, honey, you're out of luck. Because I ain't got time for nothing that don't light me up. Come on, light me up. Well, there's a sad little man sitting on a hill. Wants it to be the way it was, but he never will. We gotta roll him on over. Yeah, we gotta roll him on out. About a woman's place, I say it's smacked up in the middle of the human race. We gotta roll him on over. Yeah, we gotta roll it on out. Yeah, roll it on over. Cause baby, we ain't got time. No,
no, no,
we ain't got time. If you want to waste my time, honey.
Roll it on over, cause baby we ain't got time. We gotta roll it on.
That was a song called Light Me Up by Stand and Sway off their new album, Deep Blue. I love that.
Thank you. That was so good.
That was a song that almost didn't get written or mm-hmm. sort of make it on the album or get born at all. Sometimes you write songs and you start and you think, oh, this is a fun song, but I don't know. It's kind of silly. It's kind of this. And the great thing about co-writing is we sort of cheer each other on and to write songs that maybe we wouldn't write ourselves or that we're not sure if they're, you know, what we want to say. And then these songs come out that wouldn't come out if you weren't working together. It's a really beautiful
thing. It's really fun. Yeah, I had the first, I guess, couple verses. Mm-hmm, yeah. And I played it for R and I was like, this song's been in my head. It's so dumb. I don't like it. She's like, oh my gosh.
Like, we are writing this song. This is so much fun.
So, and then it ended up being something that we got to say things that we wanted to say. Mm-hmm. And now I like it. So, mm-hmm. you know, who knows?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to sing.
The song title is Light Me Up.
Yeah.
And I love the lyric in there where, you know, you don't have time for anything that doesn't light you up.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. Yeah. The older I get, mm-hmm. the less time I have to waste on things that don't matter to me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, people, I'm running out of time. You know, I don't have time. So,
yeah, and it's something I didn't understand as deeply perhaps in my 20s or even my 30s. And as you get older and life moves, you realize how precious every day is and that really, what is there to do but do the thing you love to do? That's all we have to do. That's all we came here to do is to figure out what that thing is and do it, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully have some good people and support along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you write together, being that you live in different cities and states?
All of our writing so far has happened in person. Yeah. So when we're mm-hmm. together, oftentimes it'll be just a small seed. Like a one verse, or mm-hmm. one time Ara had a like the rhythm for Sit Down in the River, and mm-hmm. you had a verse for that. And then we kind of together flesh it out. There have been a couple songs that came to us at the same time together. Mm-hmm. Like we have a song called Home Now mm-hmm. that's an adult lullaby that we wrote for our friend.
Yeah, and that's a melody that had been in my head for 10 years that I mm-hmm. would play on the guitar almost every time I would sit down, but I had never done anything with it. And it was one of those melodies that always felt like it wouldn't leave me alone. Mm-hmm. And that day mm-hmm. I started playing it. We were getting ready to record the album. And that song just was like, here I am. And it showed up. And then a few days later, we were recording it. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think songs just sort of get born when it's time. And the ones that stick around and don't let you alone.
Yeah. And I think when you're writing with someone else, like you said, that other person sometimes treats the idea with more generosity and kindness than you might, totally. Right? And so these things end up getting born that might not otherwise.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this line on your website. It says, if you see them live, prepare for foot stomping, tear-inducing, mountain-sized joy. And I got I definitely got the foot stomping to the point where I'm like, why am I sitting down?
I should be moving. That's good.
Yeah. And when you're doing a performance, what's your hope for the audience?
Mm. I hope that they can be moved, as you said, whether it's physically or internally. I hope people can have access to feeling things mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And to being moved by whether it's the words or the music or the combination. Mm-hmm. And I also hope to communicate how much joy I get physically and spiritually from music. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the really powerful thing about live music in particular, which is very different than putting on music and listening mm-hmm. to it and sort of in the background or through a device, it has a very mm-hmm. different frequency and resonance. Experiencing live music in a room together is an experience for everybody. And I think that music allows everyone in the audience, I would say, my feeling is for people to feel seen, right? You think people go to a show to see performers, but I think we go to hear live music to be seen, to be seen inside. And when you hear a song that moves you, it's like the song gets in there and looks around and you feel like, oh, someone sees me. This is what it is to be human. I felt that. This mm-hmm. is what I want. Those parts of you that maybe you kind of shut down and, you know, we do our things and we work. And then music is a way that I think we feel seen whether or not we realize that's what's happening. And mm-hmm. I think the beauty of live music and the kind of musician I want to be and the work that we love to do together, I think, and the kinds of songs we sing are songs that perhaps shine a light in there and give people a chance to feel seen, and for music to look around and to open up the things that we all need to feel. You know, that's the beauty of live music and listening as an experience as well.
Yeah, I'm just going to start crying.
Right?
That's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, that's a big reason why I appreciate music, and mm-hmm. but I've never heard anyone put it in that way, that you feel seen.
Mm-hmm. I want to say, I'm saying this really beautiful, eloquent thing as if I've just thought of it. And I stole it from this incredible singer-songwriter named Ellis. We performed at the Sisters Folk Festival in Sisters, Oregon a couple weeks ago, and we both were instructors there with a wonderful singer-songwriter named Ellis. If you ever get a chance to hear her, please do. She was teaching a class, and I took her class, and she's a wonderful person, and she said that. She said, you think that people come to hear you, they come to be seen, not to see you. And that's it. I mean, that's it. Mm-hmm. To me, that's what live music does for everybody. Music, I grew up in a situation where music in its core was used for healing, you know? I mean, we all sort of come to music in different ways. For me, music was in the context of a religion at the time. And what I understood about music was that it was a place where healing and connection happened, right? Like that's what it was for. And I think that music in its essence is a way that we heal and connect. And mm-hmm. live music in particular does that like nothing else in the world.
Yeah, I agree mm-hmm. with that. Mm-hmm.
And we need it so mm-hmm. much right now.
Yeah,
we need to connect in that way, you know?
And that's a universal language.
Yeah. And it's not about being a star, you know? It's just the essence of what music does for us as human beings.
Yeah, cool. You have another song called Born.
We do, yes.
This is from my last solo album, Ara Lee, is what that was under. And it's the title track of that album called Born.
It's like what did you call it? Something gospel.
A gospel for the rest of us. Gospel for everybody. It's a non-religious gospel. Universalist like gospel song.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm on my way down to the river. I'm on my way into the storm. I feel the call of the fire, 'cause it's my time to be born. Mm-hmm. You gotta move when your soul say move. You gotta move when your soul say move. You gotta fly when your arms say fly. You gotta fly when your arms say fly. When a spirit catches you, fall down. You gotta walk when your feet say walk. You gotta walk when your feet say walk. You gotta dance when your hips say dance. You gotta dance when your hips say dance. And when a spirit catches you, you gotta go when your heart say go.
spirit cares for you.
A song called Born by Arlie James, performed as the duo Stand and Sway. Beth, describe to me the first time you saw Ara perform.
Oh my gosh. I have never been so moved by somebody's voice. And I was just completely blown away. And she just like went right in, grabbed my heart and squeezed it. And from the first minute I ever heard her sing, it was really special.
And then you were like, let's do this.
I was like, first of all, we need to be friends. Second of all, we need to sing together. And both of those things happened.
Yeah.
And I will say the first time I heard Beth perform was the same night that she heard me perform. Mm-hmm. We were both slotted as solo artists, as individual artists in this little compilation. There were five people that performed over the course of an evening, and then they made that a radio show.
Oh, cool.
And it was an interesting thing because there were all people from all different genres, and there were big bands and whatever. And then, you know, Beth got up there, and it's funny because there had been a lot of sound checking that night. Like, people went up and they were really picky and really nervous, and they had, you know, the sound checks went on and on and on and on. And Beth Wood walked up there. From the time on the stage to off was about 22 seconds. She was like, in, bop, here's my check, here we go, sat down. And I thought, well, now there is a professional. This woman, she was so no-nonsense about it. And I thought, well, I'll just prepare to hear someone that knows, you know, what the blank she's doing. And then she got up there as polished as all that was, and she opened her heart and bled. And I felt the same way. And I thought, wow, there's someone who is still doing this because of the heart part.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about being this polished performer who had been touring around the world her whole life. It was that moment of just opening. And I sat in the front row and cried and cried and cried. And it was the same feeling. So I think when you see someone that does that sort of work, it's a profound thing to be a part of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beth, you have 11 studio albums?
I do.
That's crazy.
Busy. Yeah.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's crazy.
What's the biggest difference between album one and album 11?
I mean, I sound like a kid in album one, for one thing. And, you know, the writing changes over time. Mm-hmm. And what I want to say and how I want to present it changes over time.
What do you want to say now in your music or through your music?
I think the things that we were talking about a little bit earlier, just about, you know, that music is a tool for healing. And so is story. And so is sharing of your own self and your own story. So all those things are important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things that Beth and I also share, in addition to a love of music and why we make music, is a love of poetry. Mm-hmm. And we're both poetry geeks. Poetry lights me up in a way that almost nothing else does. It's a very special part of me that gets lit up with poetry that there's no other place. And Beth is an extraordinary poet, and she published a book of poetry a few years ago called Kazoo Symphonies that is a wonderful, wonderful book, and I loved it and read it. And then she wrote a second book, and I was fortunate to get to read the manuscript of all the poems before it became sort of the bound book, and she sent it to me, and it's one of the most extraordinary books of poetry I've ever read from anyone. If I didn't know her, I would say that. And that book indeed became a book called Ladder to the Light, and that just won the Oregon Book of the Year Award for the Reader's Choice Award in the Oregon Book of the Year Awards. And it's the first time a book of poetry has won that in like 12 years, I think.
Wow.
So it's a remarkable work. And in that book, one of the poems is called A Woman Will Stand and Sway. And
that's where our name comes from.
So that was Beth's idea. I'm like, this is us. We stand, we sway, we sing, we sit, we swig, we swaggle, we swing.
Yes, but I was standing at the post office in line behind like 11 other women of all ages and shapes and sizes. And I noticed as we were all standing there, waiting. We were all just swaying back and forth. And it's something that women do, I think. Mm-hmm. And I was ruminating on that, and that poem came out, and it makes me think of the strength of women is being flexible and rooted at the same time. So that's kind of where that came from.
And then I had always wanted to put soundscapes around words. And I think moving forward, we'll probably end up doing a lot more of that. I would like to do a lot more of that because poetry sort of lives in its camp and music is in its camp. And then there's some people that bridge it. But to wrap sound around word so that you hear words differently is something that really excites me right
now.
Powerful. Yeah, it really, that lights me up. We've talked about doing a lot more of that. So on this album, we took that poem and wrote this soundscape around it. And it turned out to be one of my favorite, quote, I guess, songs on the album. But it's a piece that we love, and we'd love to play it.
Woman's made to stand and sway. Rock the baby, the baby. Woman's made to stand and sway. Rock the baby, the baby. A woman's made to stand this way. A woman's made to stand this way. Bring the water, the water. A woman's made to stand this way. A woman's made to stand this way. Bring the water, the water. A woman's made to stand this way. A woman's made to stand this way. Oh, the sorrow, the sorrow. A woman's made to stand and sway. A woman's made to stand and sway. Oh, the sorrow, the sorrow. A woman's made to stand and sway. A woman's made to stand and sway. Rock the baby, the baby. A woman's made to stand and sway. Rock the baby, the baby.
A woman will stand and sway, a gentle rocking with no boat and no water. Some ancient lullaby threaded through the metronome of hips. Pendulum of flesh to quiet the cries of babies never born, already born, not born quite yet. Her breast an offering even to a lover to fill the mouth, quench the thirst, pacify the restless animal living in his every cell. She will recognize pain without words, wrap herself around it, wrestle it to the ground, tender warrior. She needs no bullets, knives, drones. She absorbs them, unthreads the needle of violence done in the name of anyone, anything, and sews instead a warming quilt. She harvests the garden, hears faraway music often, and without warning, sees the child in us each by each, humming a quiet tune underneath her breath for the broken ones.
That was Stand and Sway by Stand and Sway off their new album, Deep Blue. I had read that you were both poets, and I'm curious, how do you decide what becomes a song and what will remain as pure poetry?
It's really interesting that they are completely separate train tracks in my mind, and I don't really decide, like the thing decides, right, what it wants to be. And they're both creatively and intellectually really challenging in different ways. For me, poetry is a little more free form. I'm not trying to rhyme, for example, but a song is a very specific form that's almost like a puzzle that my my puzzle mind loves to work that puzzle. But it always becomes clear to me when the thing comes to me at the beginning, which one it will be.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it could become either one, right? And would be fine, but it presents itself to me in a way that I know which way to go.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
I would say the same. Yeah. It's like the words are friends and they're together and they're like, this is who we are. You know, they kind of show up and words that come with melodies and melodies that come and then sort of an idea around that melody and then writing for a form is very different than than writing for the art form of a poem that is lives on a page.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KBNF. I'm Corey Stanton and I'm in the Bamboo Room with Beth Wood and Aura Lee James. also known as the band Stand and Sway. And we're talking about their new album, Deep Blue. Talk to me about your open song workshops.
Oh, that's really fun. Mm-hmm. The concept of it is sort of that music is for everyone, not just for performers, right? That we are all musical beings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the first sound that we hear is our mother's heartbeat. So we all come here as musical beings. I think we sometimes forget. So the open song workshops are an opportunity to play with music.
Yeah, and just to play.
In a communal setting.
Yeah.
Like around the 1920s in this country, if you asked everyone in the country if they could sing or they were singers, it would be like 80%. And now, if you ask everyone, the number is like well below 20%. And so you wonder, like, what happened? Did we all just forget to know how to sing? Did we all just lose our ability to carry a tune? And there was a very specific moment when the needle started dropping. And that was, can you guess when that was? I love to ask people this question. Ooh. Can you guess when people stopped being able to carry a tune?
When Britney Spears released Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Really solid guess. Really solid guess. No. It was when radio was invented.
Oh.
And people started passively listening to music in the background on the radio and not participating with the experience of making music. And I think also psychologically what happens is music belongs to performers, right? Someone on the radio, someone who's professional, someone who can really sing, but I'm not really a singer. And so many adults feel that way. And I didn't come to music until I was in my 30s. I left for a long time and then came back. And it felt so daunting to start as an adult and feel like I didn't know what I was doing. And I had wonderful adults who helped me along the way find my voice as an adult. And I think these workshops in a lot of ways are just about sitting in a room and saying, you have permission to sing. You don't have to be a singer. You don't have to.
And you don't have to be perfect.
And you don't have to ever be a performer. Or you might. And you can sing really badly and sing off key and write a really bad song or maybe a good one, but we'll do it together. And that place of just giving each other permission, I think, is super powerful. And it's amazing what can unlock for people just to play and to stop taking ourselves so seriously that it chokes all the creativity out of us.
So we do a lot of group improvisation, which it's so funny because at the beginning is so scary for everyone.
Yeah.
But then by the end, we're like, ooh, let's do it again.
People don't stop.
It's really fun. And we do some writing exercises. And it's kind of a mixture of creativity and being musical together.
Yeah. You've got one more song for us. This one's called Easy on Me.
Yeah.
This is off of Deep Blue, Stand and Sway's brand new album. We're getting a little bit of a sneak peek here.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Today the world feels so heavy. It don't care about you or me. So let's wait for tomorrow to leave this sanctuary. But we've been working so hard for so little, for so long to keep this place to belong. So take it easy.
And the coffee is on. And we've been working so hard for so little, for so long to keep this place to belong. Easy, easy, yeah. I can't bear to leave your side.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Be sure to check out kvnf.org for more of our original programming and for a direct link to Stand and Sway's new album, Deep Blue. Thank you for listening.